This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, May 22nd, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. Heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The last will and testament of the now departed evangelist Billy Graham has been made available to WSOC-TV. In the 16-page document, Graham included an important message concerning the gospel and living life separate from the world. In his words, quote, "I ask my children and grandchildren to maintain and defend at all hazards, at any cost of personal sacrifice, the blessed doctrine of complete atonement for sin through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ once offered. And through that alone, I urge all of you to walk with the Lord in a life of separation from the world and to keep eternal values in view." End quote. Revelation 14:12 says, "Here is a call for the endurance of the saints, those who keep the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus." Major news sources in America and England have reported over the weekend that the Pope has approved of homosexuality, according to a witness who spoke to the media concerning his private conversations. CNN reports that the Pope told a homosexual man, quote, "God made you like that and loves you like that," end quote. The Vatican has yet to correct the report. This comes after another report from last week that the Pope told a journalist that he is in favor of quote-unquote civil unions for homosexuals living together in unnatural relations. In 1 Corinthians 6:12, Paul asks, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality." The U.S. State Department has issued a list of demands for Iran on threats of the U.S. imposing the quote-unquote strongest sanctions in history, according to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. The demands include a pullout from the Syrian war and abandoning their nuclear program. Harvard University is bestowing its Radcliffe Medal Award this week to Hillary Clinton for having a, quote, transformative impact on society, end quote. The university organizers say she has been a, quote, champion for human rights, end quote. While a U.S. senator, Clinton was known for the support of partial birth abortion and homosexual marriage. She received a 100% voting record on abortion from the National Abortion Rights Action League in 2003. Liberty University invited retired President Jimmy Carter to address its graduating class this year. While Carter did not condemn the killing of a baby in its mother's womb, he did speak against sex selection abortion at the commencement.
There are about 160 million girls and women who are not living today because their parents, in order to comply with laws or customs and to have just male sons, either kill their daughters by strangling them at birth, or they have the modern-day ability to decide before the baby is born what it's going to be. And if the fetus is female, then they abort the child.
The head of a Swiss euthanasia group, Dignitas, is on trial for, quote, arranging the suicide of an 80-year-old German woman who was not terminally ill, end quote, according to LifeNews.com. Ludwig Minelli, the founder of Dignitas, is facing multiple charges that could result in a fine. The story is not over for the late Alfie Evans, the little boy who lost the legal battles for his life and his parents' right to make the medical decisions. His parents took to Facebook to announce that they were pursuing, quote, "Alfie's law and justice for our beautiful boy," end quote. Stephen Wolfe, a British member of the European Parliament, has introduced what he calls Alfie's law, which would allow parents an advocate in the legal process of making health care decisions for their children. The law also would provide for a, quote, second opinion from a parent-chosen health care professional who is independent of the national health care system, end quote. Meanwhile, Guernsey, one of the Channel Islands in the English Channel near the French coast, has voted against adopting assisted suicide legislation. Dr. Peter Saunders from the Care Not Killing organization welcomed the decision. He noted that in the American states of, quote, Oregon, and Washington, which are often cited by those championing changing the law as the model for so-called assisted dying, a majority of those ending their lives do so because they fear being a burden on their families or caretakers, end quote. And finally, there were 10 pastors with their wives on that Cuban flight which crashed at the Havana airport over the weekend. The Associated Press reports the pastors were members of the Nazarene Church. Psalm 116:15 says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, May 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.